We're doing Ein Yaakov, and Ein Yaakov is a book that was written about 500 years ago. It was widely accepted among the Jewish people, especially because at the time that it was published, the Christian church made a ban on owning copies of Talmud. They burnt every copy they could get their hand on, and it became illegal to own a copy of Talmud, and they tried to abolish the Talmud from much of Europe. And at those times, there was a 30-year period where you couldn't get your hands on a copy of Talmud, but you could get your hands on a copy of Ein Yaakov. And at that time, Ein Yaakov gained tremendous popularity because it was the one piece of Talmud people could learn. We have a broader introduction you could catch online as to the history of what happened when in terms of the printing of Ein Yaakov. We're going to move forward. We're holding in Tractate Shabbat. We're on page Kuf Dalet in the Talmud. And the Talmud had been giving us ideas that stem from the Hebrew alphabet. And after working through the letters in sequential order, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, teaching us the secrets, some of the secrets of what each letter stands for, now the Talmud has been working on systems that we have on tradition that exist within the letters. And the first system we've been working with is Atbash, where the Talmud has a tradition that the Torah also works with a system that the first letter corresponds to the last letter, the second with the second to last letter, the third letter with the third to last letter. And the Talmud had been explaining how these letters represent the idea that as much as a person messes up, Hashem says, I'm not going to push him down when he's down. When a person's down, Hashem says, that's when I'm waiting for him to come back up. And so the Talmud had said, Atbash, the first two letters correspond to the last two letters. They stand for Otitiev. Even when a person says, I'm disgusted, I want to have nothing to do with this religion, Hashem says, Etavelo. The flip side of that is, I desire him. He's come all out against me. It's like the kid that beats his parents and says, I want to have nothing to do with you. And the parent says, but I still love you. So that's the At, Aleph Tav. Beit Shin, Bilo Hashak, the man says, I don't want to have anything to do with this. Hashem says, Shmi Achul Alav, you're still my kid. Right? You could imagine that. Our parents that do that. The kid is like, I want to have nothing to do with this family. So what does a smart parent say? We're so lucky you're still a part of this family. Gimel Reish, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says, Gufotimei, Gimel, comes from the word gomel, a person who tries to be gomel. So gomel can be gomel chesed, one who takes upon himself to do kindness unto others. But the word gomel is like a gamal, one who takes upon himself something. So a person can also be gomel, take upon himself to pursue every hedonistic desire. Gufotimei, if the person defiled his body by pursuing a hedonistic lifestyle, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Arachem Alav, I have pity over him. He's gone the opposite course from the way of the Torah, says the Hashem, I still have mercy on him. Dalid Kuf, says the Medrash, Daltotai Na'al, he locks my doors. Sometimes, after everything, Hashem keeps waiting for a person. A person says, I'm closing the doors of tshuva, I want to have nothing to do with it. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, Karnohi lo agadea. I don't want to uproot him completely. Ad kan midat Hashem. Till the letter Dalid, Hashem says, this is the way the wicked behave. Avel midat tzadikim, we start the alphabet all over again, and there's a message for tzadikim in the At Bash also. At Bash. If you are Bash, what's the word busha? If you have shame, imatabosh, if you're a person that has shame, gar dak. So then you will be gar, you will live in dok. Dok is the heights of heaven. So a person's soul will reach the height of heaven. It says dok shamayim. That's like the thin, highest level of heaven. So Hashem says, at bash, if you are bosh, atabosh, gar, you will live dok, in the highest levels of heaven. Hatzvap. Hey corresponds with the tzadi. Vav corresponds with the pei. Hatz, if you've made a hatzitza, a separation between you and vap. Vap stands for anger, like af. Za, chas, tan. Za, the word za in Hebrew means to tremble, to be taken with, gripped with fear. You will za chas. You will save yourself from trembling in fear from tan. That stands for Satan. So if a person, imatabosh, where did it all begin? With having shame. One of the great attributes that we aspire to in Judaism is to have shame. To be embarrassed, to be embarrassed to do what's wrong, to be embarrassed of when we have done something wrong. Shame is a good thing. My kids will sometimes tell me, I don't care. And I don't continue the conversation at that point. I stop the conversation and I say, excuse me, we are caring people. Don't tell me you don't care. We could discuss everything else, but part of the type of people we want to be is caring people. People who have shame, people who are embarrassed when they do something wrong. You could disagree with me, but don't tell me you don't care. You can say a lot of things. Don't say you don't care. You do care. You should care. That's where the Atmash began with. Ata bosh, if you have shame. So then, that's the evolvement. Yam achal. So then, yam is the sea, right? Yud corresponds with mem. And kaf lamed. So then, Hashem says there's this sea. Perdition is described as a sea of fire. So Hashem says the one who's in charge of the sea of fire, the angel who's in charge of perdition, and he says, Layam kol, he says to Hashem, give me everyone to my sea of fire. And Hashem answers him. Now the Talmud evolves into another form of code that's built into the Torah. And this code goes with skipping 7 letters each time. So there's a code. You skip from the Aleph to the Ches. What comes next? Let's do the math. Tet, Yud, Kaf, Lamed, Mem, Nun, Samach. Okay? Aleph, Chet, Samach. Bet, Tet, Ayin. Gimel, Yud, Pei. We finished one code. The Talmud goes on to the next code. Hashem says, Achas, Bata, Gif, Achas. I will have pity over them. Why Bata, Gif? Because the Jewish people have given a kick to what is Gif? Gif is ni'uf, to illicit relationships. Hashem says, when a person says, I want to have nothing to do with that, then Hashem says, Achas. I have special compassion over Bata Gif, those who say, I want to have nothing to do with illicit relationships. And this is where we'll pick up, Bezat Hashem, next week. Time to